Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Nun Hei, Psalm 55. Amos Chacham divides the psalm into two sections: a request for his prayer to be heard, 2 to 16, and the confidence that his prayer will be heard, 17 to 24. The first section begins with the plea to have his prayers heard by God, a theme we've encountered over and over again. Lamnatzeach beniginot maskil David, hazina Elohim tzilati, v'al titalem mitzchinati. Maskil of David, give ear to my prayer, O God. Do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and answer me. I sob in my complaint and moan. The word arid is interesting. It appears in different contexts and has different connotations. Here it's translated by many Rishonim as to complain, to groan, to scream out. Chacham brings another translation, to traverse or to go. The complication comes from an enigmatic expression concerning Yitzchak's blessing to Esav. Having spent all his blessings on Yaakov, he nonetheless tells Esav, "V'haya kasher tarid ufarakta ol mitzavarecha." When you tarid, you will remove his yoke, Yaakov's yoke, from around your neck. Does it mean when you cry out? Perhaps it means when you leave the land of Israel, only then will you have relief from your brother's dominion. The next section, Mikol oyev mipnei akat rasha ki yamitu alai aven uva'af yistimuni libi achil bikirbi ve'emot mavet naflu alai yir'a barad yavo v'tachaseni palatzut. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me, my heart inside me is in anguish, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. Wow, these verses go very, very dark. With the words fear and enemy appearing 6 times. He describes his fears, his tremors, trembling, his whole body convulsing at the hands of his enemies. This sequence depicts the psychological torture he is undergoing, and may be bringing up upon himself. As a result, he dreams of running away from all the pain. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Maybe I will wander off, rest in the wilderness. I would hasten to find a refuge from a windy storm. He uses the imagery of a dove flying away from danger, perhaps reminding us of the peril that was the flood, with the dove representing a new start. Verse 10, Bala Adonai palag l'shonam ki ra'iti chamas v'riv ba'ir yomam v'layla yisov v'vuha v'chmoteha v'aven v'amal v'kirba. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I've seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon its walls, and mischief and trouble are in its midst. He turns to God with a plea to bring discord into their ranks, thereby dividing them and giving him the ability to escape. He sees violence in the city, strife abounding, the city is corrupted. He is concerned about the effect it will have on him and those who are most vulnerable. And worst of all, he is concerned about those whom he thought were his friends, betraying him. Havot b'kirba v'lo yamish merchova toch umirma ki lo oyev yicharfeni. Wickedness is in its midst of the city. Oppression and deceit do not depart from her streets. But it was not an enemy who taunted me, that I could have borne it. Nor was it he, one who hated me, who magnified himself against me. Then I can hide from him. But it was you, a man, my equal, my companion, my close friend. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in company. There's no bitter taste in one's mouth than the taste of a friend's betrayal. He writes that he expected his enemies to oppress and deceive, but et tu brute. Chazal identified this unscrupulous friend of David as Achitophel, who was a confidant of David, but when his son Absalom started a rebellion, Achitophel switched sides. But they also identify other classic villains like Doeg and Bilam. David in the psalm wonders, weren't we the closest of friends walking into the house of God together? Yet now, this is what I hope for you. Yishai mavet aleimo, yerdu sheol chayim kiraot b'meguram b'kirbam. Let death spread its oblivion upon them, and let them go down alive into Sheol, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. The second half of the psalm, he speaks about God in Nistar and expresses confidence that God will answer him, saving him from his enemies. Ani el Elohim ekrav Adonai Yoshieni. Erev avokir v'tzarayim asicha ve'emeh v'yishma koli padan b'shalom nafshi mikarev libi ki meravim hayu amedi yishma el v'yaneim v'yoshev kadem sala. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and noon, I will pray and God and cry aloud, and God will hear my voice. He saved me from my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many who strove against me. God, who is enthroned from old, shall hear and afflict them, Selah. The theme actually ends in the middle of verse 20 with the pausal word Selah. He calls out to God and is answered. He prays three times a day, and God listens. He's redeemed in serenity against those who strove to defeat him. God heard him from his throne, and he tortured them, Selah. Midrash Tehillim learns from verse 18 that one is obligated to pray three times daily. One can also learn from the order of the prayers that the Jewish day starts in the evening. Says the word Erev first. Verse 20 is split between him talking about God, saving him and afflicting his enemies, and perhaps mid-sentence he's reminded of the evil people and their intensity, specifically his ex-friend who turned on him. The next two verses continue decrying the evils of that individual and those like him. Asher ein chalifot lamo v'lo yiru Elohim shalach yadav b'shlomav chilo brito chalku machmaot pi v'krav libo raku dvarav mishemem v'hem ha'ptuchot. Because they do not change and do not fear God, he has put forth in his hands against those who are at peace with him. He's broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, and yet they were drawn swords. The final verse is split into two, with the first turning to other people and telling them to rely on God, as he will provide for you, as God will never let the righteous falter. And finally, he turns to God and beseeches on him to rain down destruction on the wicked. Let them not reach half their lives, and then I will have faith in you. Perhaps this is our classic Vav, where David says, as opposed to the wicked ones, whom you will destroy, I will maintain my faith and trust in you. The psalmist, as in the past, vacillates between praying to God for salvation and convincing himself and others of God's justice in listening to the voice of righteous and meting out judgment to the sinners. It focuses specifically on the case of a close confidant who then turns on him and expresses the frustration and despair which stems from such betrayal. But in the end, the author expresses his faith in God, knowing that the only result of the wicked person will be complete and utter destruction. The psalm begins with a call to God, Ha'azina Tfilati, and it concludes with the confident expression of faith, calling out to God, saying, Va'ani Eftach Bach, I will trust in you.